Ever since I got up, people have been asking me, hey man, huh? Are you okay? How you feel? You know, I feel for you. They stop short of saying, I'm sorry for your loss. But yeah, you know, this crazy world that we live in, bad news is bound to happen. And we all have to experience some kind of pain and sorrow, right? Tom Brady's leaving. Oh man, I've already done a recording about this, but I'm just trying again because I was still kind of processing, like, okay, Tom is officially out of New England. Where is he going? Not really sure. Some say the Tampa Buccaneers as of this recording. He might, I don't know. Florida kind of makes sense. At least it's not Miami. But it's, Tom is no longer a Patriot. And here I am wearing a Patriot shirt today. So I tried answering three questions in the previous recording I made. Like, one, how am I taking this? Two, what does this mean for the Patriots and Tom? And three, what's next? Well, I don't even remember the questions anymore because I'm kind of lost in the fog of confusion and just overall trying to process this. Look, for those of you that know me and follow me, you would know I don't care for football. I haven't cared for football in over 10 years. The only reason I watch is because the Patriots always made it a game. Even when they dominated, it was a thing to behold. But it was always like, how are you guys going to do this? How are you guys going to do that? But I can't tell you the last time I saw a regular season game. I really can't. Not even a Patriots game. I got a life. You know, it's like I just started catching up on the highlights. Like, yeah, but when it came down to championship season, like, okay, it required my attention. But I didn't watch games. I stopped watching games, especially when the whole kneeling anthem protest started with Colin Kaepernick, that moron. Yeah, I don't support that guy. So it just reaffirmed things that I've been talking about, because for a long time I was being criticized by hardcore American football fans and even the casual fans alike that I was being a hypocrite or I was trying to bring politics into the league or whatever. It's like, no. I didn't do that. Goodell did that. Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the NFL, brought in a bunch of crap into the league that affected it. And I even admit that some rules changes were as a result of what Tom experienced, especially when he got that season-ending injury in 2008 against the Kansas City Chiefs. So the sport became considerably less fun. And then the past 2 to 3 years has been so politically charged. It's been ridiculous, you know? And in the Me Too movement, it got even crazier. It's like, all men are bad, evil, all this and that. The Gillette commercial is, it went from the best a man can get to be a better man, whatever the heck that was, you know, the go woke. The woke marketing from Gillette that backfired on them spectacularly. They lost, I don't know how many billions of bucks from us. I even protested that. I was like, forget you. I'm boycotting you, Gillette. So, look, NFL hasn't been fun in a long, long time. You know what I've actually had fun with? And if you've been following my off-the-record episodes, you would know I already talked about this before several times. But my last sports-themed podcast, I was talking about the XFL. And the last game of the season before the coronavirus ended up canceling everything, it was just such a fun weekend. I was looking forward to trying to go to one of these games. The closest one to my location would have been the LA Wildcats game. And that Sunday night primetime game between the LA Wildcats and I think it was the Vipers, the St. Louis Vipers. St. Louis? I think so. That's a game. These are games that I followed. I was streaming them. You know, it was fun. And the way that the fans were getting involved and the beer cup snake, look it up. That's what I'm talking about. The camaraderie, like people wanted to come together to enjoy a game, to be together. These NFL franchises have become just a commercial marketing machine that all they care about is your money, your involvement. They don't care about you. They want to profit and continue profiting off you. And then they start preaching at you as if that's what you were looking for when you were going to a sporting event. No, the reason we watch sports is to not think about politics. So that's my take on the NFL altogether. I've never been a fan of the NFL. Well, let me rephrase. I wasn't a fan of the NFL. I got into football like actively following football. The 2001 season where the Patriots went against the Rams, I would say in the championship round, but mostly in the Super Bowl when I started getting invested in the team, and I've been following them ever since. So for, there'll always be people like, oh, you're such a bandwagoner because you have such a storied history. The hell are you talking about? Before 2001, all they had was a losing season. They had Drew Bledsoe. They made it once to the Super Bowl in my lifetime and got blown out. So I don't know what winning seasons you're talking about that made him such a great team for me to follow. If I was going to piggy bank off anybody, it would have either been the Cowboys or the 49ers before that. I mean, who wasn't a 49ers fan when Joe Cool was at under center? And then after that, Steve Young. And I followed Joe all the way to Kansas City Chiefs. No, they were interesting. It was nice to see the Cowboys play. They played quite a few times over here in the Rose Bowl. You know, it was really cool to see them out there. But I was never invested in it. I was like anybody else. Like, oh, we'll watch Super Bowl for the commercials. They actually have a game going on at the same time. You know, it wasn't for the game. It was for the commercials. But I remember seeing Brett Favre's the Packers win. And then I rooted for the Broncos, John Elway's Broncos against the Packers. That was a fun game that I remember. I watched it at my pastor's house. And great times. It all changed when Janet Jackson flashed everybody. But that's the point was that football was just like, oh, it's that one game we all watch. And it was because of the Super Bowl. But I wasn't watching it until I got involved in it because my brother and his friends were just so engrossed into it because they played Madden too. So they understood the game. They explained it to me. I'm like, okay, this is interesting. It's kind of like a chess game. Like, exactly. Like, okay. And I like strategy games. So then when I started understanding that even more, I was like, you know what? This is entertaining. This is fun. And there were some great Super Bowls in the early 2000s. Then the Patriots came along and started just dominating. And I happened to witness the rise of Tom. Say, Bill Belichick is the mastermind behind everything. Yeah, great coach. Couldn't do anything before Tom, though. Yeah, that said it. He couldn't do anything before Tom. So I got invested as a fan of the New England Patriots, mostly Tom. And I always loved underdogs. So when Wes Welker and Randy Moss were playing, yeah, Randy Moss playing was awesome. Wes Welker, sure. But I liked Julian Edelman. And Julian Edelman ended up becoming the staple and the go-to receiver thereafter, along with tight end Rob Gronkowski after that decade passed, you know? And I remember the highs and the lows, losing to the Giants and all that. But I still started losing interest in investing so much of my time in the game when just so much politics was involved in it. You know, and sometimes even I got upset with the whole things that were going to Patriots' ways. Like, oh, I saw some of that stuff. Like, come on. That was, it worked in my favor, but it's not a good precedent that is set. No, I'm not talking about Spygate. I'm not talking about Deflategate, all that, the hit job. Look, we could talk about Spygate some other time, but the whole Deflategate was pure bull. And other things that they accused the Patriots of doing, but, you know, that's, You'll never appease somebody. But then when you have Patriots haters, and especially with most of my family side being born and raised Cowboys, it's like, okay, y'all grew up on your Cowboys, and because it's Texas. But what have they ever done for you that's changed you? And I have yet to hear an answer or response from anyone in saying that they had a life-changing experience. To remember a championship is one thing. I remember the win over the Rams. I remember the win over the Panthers. I remember the win over the Eagles. I remember the crushing losses against the Giants back-to-back. I remember the just shocking surprise as the way it concluded with against the Seahawks. It's the Falcons, and I've said it before several times, that changed my life. That's when it separated me from being a Patriots fan and a follower of Tom Brady. Not a fan of Tom Brady, but kind of like a follower. Not like, oh, is he your deity? No, not even that either. No, but we all have influencers in our lives. This dude became an influencer in my life. You know, it's funny enough that he actually shares the birthday with my dad. Not saying that Tom's my dad. No, not even, man. He and I are just a few years apart. No. But he made me believe in myself to be able to turn my life and habits around and made me understand what true leadership was in the face of adversity. that was in that game and with the whole media against him. And this is after the whole Deflategate suspension, you know. So, yeah, it was quite something to behold. And for him to do what he did, to help the Patriots took over that game. It's like, dude, shut up, man. You have no reason to talk. You're not even a Patriots fan. So quiet. But what he was able to execute to get done and his whole TB12 method thereafter. I'm like, dude, I wholeheartedly believe in that because that's the change I needed in my life. I believe I was able to do my own fourth quarter comeback in my life, and I did it. And leadership in the face of adversity was just incredible. To like what we need right now in this crisis is level heads, calm heads, you know, laser focused, get it done. And yeah, it's been an amazing ride, you know. So when I heard that Tom might not be returning to the New England Patriots, I said, look, 90% chance Tom comes back to the New England Patriots. Only if they're able to present to him, not money, but a plan of how to be victorious again. And there was no way I saw that Bill Belichick was going to be able, and Robert Kraft, we're going to be able to basically reconstruct the team in one offseason into a high-caliber Patriots team. Because we saw, it was just an old, rusty machine that got to the playoffs. And we still had a chance to win against the Titans. So we still could have won it and lost in the divisional round. And whatever, you know, history's history. And the score against the Titans doesn't really say everything. That was literally, the game was over, 14-13. But, you know, pick six and that's it. So, anybody following Tom in seeing that he opened his protection company, that he's been in this whole TB12 expansion, moving to different markets, New York, Chicago, and what I'm looking forward to here in L.A., yeah, I'm willing to drive to LA for his TB12 facility gym. I would love to do that because I do believe in that kind of regimen. I do something similar to that in my own home workouts, you know. So it's as a person, as a guy, it's like I'm subscribed to some of his merchandise from his store. The protein that I use, I turn to his. I've gone to nutrition shops. It's so hard to find super clean products, especially protein, that I can use to bake, make shakes and all that stuff. Just strictly speaking, protein, the cleanest possible. And he's just like, dude, it's so awesome. You're not charging me an arm and a leg for this. It's actually cheaper than what I'm able to find at a discount nutrition store. You know, so the way he set an example to not just be great, but sustain greatness, like, that's what I follow. So the other 10% of, like, what if he doesn't stay in New England? To me, it was one of two things. One, he'll retire, but it was a long shot because the whole thing about retiring, you don't want to retire in a pick six. But two, if he doesn't get the deal he's looking for outside of there, I don't know. And what the rumor is, be him signing up with Tampa Bay, okay, fine. I guess I didn't believe he was going to come to the Chargers because I don't see him in the West Coast offense. So what does this mean now for, like, if he does sign up with a different team and we have the Patriots now without Tom Brady for the first time in 20 years? Well, as the pundits will say, now they can prove to each other to see if one can win without the other. It's like, well, there's a big difference there. So yeah, but Tom elevates every player around him. Yeah, he will. But it's not like this guy's Patrick Mahomes either. He can throw harder or faster than Patrick Mahomes when given the chance. But it's all things being equal, you're not going to have equal situations here. So these pundits can just make up whatever they want to argue back and forth. But I think it's all bull. They're both great in their own respects. I just think that Tom needed a change, not for himself, but for his family. But since he's also a competitor, I'm sure he's going to try to prove that, yo, I can do this myself too. I don't need everybody else. I don't need them to define me. It's like, dude, you're not defined by them. It's just an awesome relationship you guys had. So, yeah, so that's that. So what's in store for next season? It'll be interesting to watch. Be interesting to watch if Tom's on another team. And eventually that team will come either to Foxborough or they go away from Foxborough. You know, it's quite something. But I know that the sentiment among some of my Patriots faithful, they don't see a championship happening anytime soon. Come on, guys. It's not even that exaggerated either, but this moment was going to come sooner or later. So that's how I feel about it. The guy earned the right to pave his own path to whatever he needs to do. And as for me, it's not about football. It's about the man. My attention to NFL has been dangling by a thread. And once Tom's out of the picture, I feel that there isn't that much of an investment left. Well, maybe except Julian Edelman, because the guy's also an inspiration. Rob Gronkowski's out. I don't follow a franchise per se anymore, not because I'm not interested in supporting a franchise or the local team or whatever. I just feel that the NFL has really done a disservice to their people, to their fans, to their base. They kind of said it to them. They basically labeled every fan a misogynist, racist, homophobe, like fascist. That's exactly what they've done. Always talking down to them. So I'm like, dude, I want no part of this. You're going to disrespect us. That's why I turn my attention to the XFL and hoping for some fun interjected into a sport. Because as much as I wanted to return to baseball, that's what my kids, you know, I got the Angels here in my backyard. You know, it's hard to then explain, like, why these controversies have been happening in baseball. So it's America's pastime, and I love baseball. It was my favorite sport for a long, long time. But it's like, there's really nowhere to turn to without controversy. It's like, where can we go where we can just have some freaking fun? You know, that's what I was hoping for. But anyway, those are my thoughts, my rants. I don't feel one way or another about the situation. It'll just be super weird. I mean, I have some Patriots memorabilia. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, I did. You know, I had to put my colors on. I got my Tom Brady jersey. That's never gonna go away. That's it. That's the history. I got my Julian Edelman stuff, and I'll continue to do so. I will be following the Patriots in the new season, most of all because I'm curious to see how they perform without him, and I hope they have a great future, despite Tom not being under center anymore. But it's an end of an era, that's for sure. It's just, I would love to see Tom do one more, get his seventh ring. That'd be a thing of beauty. Like, go out into the sunset just like Peyton Manning did, but the question is, does Tom have that much time left, Peyton Manning? I'm not saying like his body's gonna fall apart or anything like that. I'm just saying, like, dude, you sacrificed enough. Don't miss out on your children's lives. That's why if you follow Tom, the person, the man, oh my goodness. It's like if you see how he's enjoying his family right now in the off season, it's gonna be hard. Really, really hard to keep this up that much longer. They're not tiny anymore. So we'll see how that turns up. Anyway, those are my thoughts. Just got him out of there now. All right, we'll see how the NFL turns out. But XFL for the win.